Rain bans are Florence's rain bans are still dousing the Carolinas. NPR's Rebecca Hersher spent the morning at a Baptist church that has escaped flooding so far, but where people are still on edge.
Pastor Gregory Batchelor has been anxious about rain for a whole week. The storm is moving so slowly, it's just been hard to know if the danger is past or if the worst is yet to come.
At one minute, we're thinking, we're finally over it. And then 30 minutes later, we're back. We're getting another rain ban.
But this morning, the rain had slackened. Pastor Batchelor got up when the local curfew lifted, looked out the window, and said, okay, let's have services. It's been a long week. People want to pray together. At 10:30, worship got underway at Hoffmeyer Road Baptist Church in the aptly named Florence, South Carolina.
This is my story.
One message from Batchelor and his assistant pastor, George Atkins, was, let's help our neighbors.
Even though we did not get impacted, people definitely did.
But as Batchelor took the pulpit to deliver his sermon, a hard rain started falling again, pounding the roof. And then, alarms. People frantically checked and silenced their phones in equal numbers. Scott, the safety guy, assured the congregation everything was all right. Another hymn was sung. After the service was over, Yvonne Rhodes clutched her phone in her hand.
That rain was coming down there for a few minutes, so you know it is up there.
Up there being North Carolina, where her sister lives. They spent the week together down here in Florence, South Carolina, after her sister evacuated. But by Sunday, they'd played every board game in the house, and it didn't seem dangerous to drive back. All through church, Yvonne worried.
I tell you what I did, and I don't normally do this. I kept my phone like right here, and I hadn't heard from her yet, but I'm gonna find out.
With church over for the day, but the rain still falling, Yvonne Rhodes returned home. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News, Florence, South Carolina.